Hey everybody, it's your local psychologist here, Psych Chrissy. Welcome to the Well AF podcast, where all of your health and wellness is delivered in a no BS manner. Before you wreck yourself, yeah. Come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health. Hey everybody, it's Psych Chrissy here, joining you on your Tuesday night for your Life Crusher Live. How are you all doing out there? I'm back in sunny Shepparton again. I enjoyed a little break last week for, what was it? Melbourne Cup. So you would have missed your Psych Chrissy dose last week, but I'm back with a vengeance. So, I'm pumped to be presenting to all you guys tonight on a really hot topic that, look, from time to time, we've probably all done a bit of this, but the tendency to, what is it? It's kind of like stressing about stuff that we don't have any control over whatsoever. Like, why the heck do we do that? A lot of our stress and turmoil really does come from worrying about stuff that no matter what we do, we actually don't have any freaking control over it. So it's kind of like this, you know, this round and roundabout circle that we go or that we enter into, that we can't, there's no power there. There's no ability to change the circumstance or impact or, you know, so I thought it'd be really cool to actually go through some strategy with you guys. Unfortunately, this habit of wanting to control things that are outside of our control is very much linked to anxiety, you know. So if you're someone that struggles with anxiety from time to time or consistently, you're probably somebody that's very focused on things that you can't control, which is why you're so bloody stressed out. Because there's no relief, there's no resolution to the stress because you can't actually catch hold of the thing that you're stressing about because you're not able to have a level of control over that stressor or that difficulty or that challenge that's arising. So it's a bit of a slippery slope, guys, you know, because you're getting anxious about something, there's nothing that you can do about it, but why the heck do we still sit there stressing about it? It just doesn't make sense. So I thought I would spend some of tonight going through some nifty strategies. And guys, I put a little link to our Christmas packages for Infinity Wellness, but I'm getting really pumped because coming into the Christmas season, the Psych Chrissy content goes off. So last year, I did it was almost like a presentation series, and it was called How Not to Lose Your Shit at Auntie Susan at Christmas time. And it was awesome because I was presenting on all the hot topics associated with just stuff that goes wrong at Christmas, whether it be in relationships or events or, you know, whatever else goes wrong for people. It can be a bit of a hot pot of emotional difficulty. So stay tuned for that, guys, because we are heading into the silly season, and I will be sure to deliver another installment of How Not to Lose Your Shit at Auntie Susan, given the success of that last year. But tonight, guys, let's talk about how to stop stressing over stuff that you cannot control. So I think that one of the things that my clients find most helpful is me reminding them that they are actually stressing about something that they cannot control. And look, not everybody has a psychologist like Psych Chrissy, but, you know, the aim really is to be able to remind yourself, you know, really touch base with what it is that you are stressing about and going, hang on a minute, am I freaking out about this when I've actually got no ability to change the outcome? If that's the case, why don't I just cut it out? You know, because no amount of stress or turmoil is going to change the outcome. In fact, all it does is really burn all of your emotional energy, which is a total waste of time. You know, so making sure that you're more so focused on things that you can control. You know, so in a certain situation, there might be five different variables that you're stressing about, and two of them you can do something about, and three of them you just can't. You know, so you're much better placed in focusing your energy on those two things that you've got some level of control or influence or something that you can do about those things. So it's really important to remind yourself, am I stressing on things that I can't control? What can I actually control in this situation? And then what actions can I take to get some, you know, outcome or, you know, channel more energy and behavior and all of that sort of stuff into things that are worthwhile. So I think the other thing too is also to focus on your influence in the situation. So you may not have total control over any sort of situation, but it's about kind of appreciating or understanding or trying to work out, all right, so if I've got no control over this scenario, is there anything that I can do to influence the outcome? You know, can I provide some feedback? Can I problem solve? Can I negotiate with somebody here? Can I, you know, so we always have a degree of influence in any situation. We may not be able to move other people's arms and legs around or make decisions on behalf of other people, but we can definitely be influential, you know, and that might be via communication. It might be by doing different types of things to influence the outcome. Could be a whole range of different things that you could influence that situation to try and gain a more positive outcome for yourself and reduce stress, because then you actually feel like you're doing something useful rather than just sitting there biting your fingernails and freaking out over stuff that you can't get control of. Stress busters. We all know that they are important things that we need to try and remind ourselves to do, but particularly when we're focusing on things that are totally outside of our control and we can't get any leverage or ability to manage that situation, we've got to really make sure that we're taking good care of ourselves. Oh, exams, they're shocking. There's some level of control over exams because, you know, it's about amount of effort. It's about, you know, what you're doing about it. But at the end of the day, yeah, potentially you can't control every single little thing about that exam. So it's just about going in and going, well, what do I have control over here? I've got control over how much time I study, when I study, how much effort I put in, you know, and those are the things, those are the big ticket items that you want to be focusing your time and energy into so that you get yourself a really good outcome. So stress busters are really important. We're trying to get control over our stress and redirect it away from focusing on things that we just got no control over. So typically that triggers anxiety or, you know, anxious thinking. So stress busters are really important, Katie, particularly for exam periods. So how are you taking care of yourself? Can you be doing your mindfulness? Can you be doing some distraction activities, taking a walk, exercising, catching up with friends? You know, if you find yourself getting stuck in a bit of a stress and a worry cycle, go and do something else. Don't just sit around biting your fingernails and stressing about stuff that you've got no control over. You might just need to change of scenery, you know, get out there and start doing things that are helpful rather than unhelpful. So stress busters are really important to try and break that cycle of just stressing about stuff that you've got no control over. The other thing that's really important is your self-talk. You know, so even though we get all kinds of unhelpful thoughts that might be exaggerating our anxiety, it's really, really important that you actually do talk to yourself in self-soothing ways, you know, calling yourself out and say, hang on a minute, am I stressing about shit that I just don't have any freaking control over? Snap out of it, psych, Chrissy. You know, I've got to maybe focus my attention on something else. Maybe you could focus your attention on problem solving. What are things that you could be doing differently? Are there some actions that you could be taking that has, like I said before, some degree of influence over the situation? Can you just soothe yourself? Can you just say, it'll be all right, I'll be fine, you know, am I making unhelpful predictions here? What evidence do I have for this? All of that anxiety reduction type thinking is really important in getting a lid on you just not focusing on stuff that you don't have control over. So I suppose in a nutshell, guys, I'm just going to summarize these really important points because, in essence, stressing about stuff that we don't have any control over is a bloody waste of time. Not only that, it's so uncomfortable. You know, you probably get sleep disturbed. You know, you probably start overeating. You can undereat as well. You know, you'll start to, you know, get unmotivated, and it has all of these sort of negative impacts. So focus on what you can control. Take behaviors or actions that can maybe influence the situation. Maybe engage in problem solving rather than overthinking. What stress busters can you be engaging in, or distraction activities or exercises or self-care or facials? You know, what can you be doing to take care of yourself? Amanda, that's a really cool one. You know, what's the worst that can happen? And then actually imagine yourself totally just dealing with that. You know, because a lot of the time we catastrophize situations in a way where we just feel like, you know, the worst case scenario is going to happen and we've got no ability to manage or deal with that. But in reality, you know, shit can hit the fan and you can still manage that. And a lot of the times we do. You know, it might be uncomfortable, it might be overwhelming, it might be really, really challenging and difficult, but we pretty much dig our way out most times. Don't get me wrong, it can be a really uncomfortable experience, but we survive because we're all here. You know, emotions don't kill us. So we can still actually survive and manage things even when we feel like catastrophes might be happening. And half the time, we're even just thinking about these catastrophes. They haven't even bloody happened yet, guys. So, you know, engaging in some awesome imagery, you know, in the mornings. My favorite time to do imagery is actually on the treadmill. Of you mastering these situations, and you'll come to the conclusion that, look, even if the worst case scenario actually happened, I think I've got it sorted. I don't think it would be that much of a disaster if something like that were to happen. And then, of course, your self-talk is very, very important in these scenarios. Talking to yourself in a soothing way, challenging your mindset, reminding yourself that you're probably stressing about things that you can't control, not to waste that emotional energy, and just really trying to, you know, talk yourself down, you know, talk to yourself positively, being kind to yourself, you know, letting yourself off the hook, not being so hard on yourself. That self-talk is really, really important to try and bring down anxiety about things that we may not be able to gain control over. And then my favorite one, of course, and I haven't even written it down, guys, but it's actually mindfulness. And Amanda and Katie, for exam environments, it's really important that if you're sitting in a high stress situation, that you do ground yourself with mindfulness activity. So when you're reading a question, you know, like, holy shit, I don't know the answer to that. You know, just being able to calm your breathing down, you know, focus on some things in the present moment, naming 10 things you can see, naming 10 things that you can hear, and just regrounding yourself rather than, you know, getting up in your head. Or, you know, and it could be any stressful situation. Hey, Danielle, thanks for joining Life Crusher Live tonight. We're trying to bust out of the cycle of stressing about things that we absolutely have no control over. So mindfulness is actually really, really important for that. You know, we've just got to bring ourselves back down when we start to work ourselves into a bit of a flap getting your knickers in a knot. So that's mindfulness is awesome for that. Really, really good strategy for those situational moments where it just goes doing, you know, and you find yourself just starting to really get anxious and overwhelmed. So what commitment, guys, are you going to make to stop stressing about things that you don't have control over? Some of it's just about even recognizing that you do that in the first place, and then being able to snap yourself back out of it. So I really want you guys to work on this. We're coming into the silly season. We get stressed about all kinds of things that we don't necessarily have control over in that crazy season. But I would be keen to see you guys using some of the strategies that I have spoken about tonight and get on top of this, because it's a waste of emotional energy, guys. And we don't want to be doing that. We want to save our emotional energy for fun things like self-care activities and facials. All right, guys, thanks for joining me tonight. It's awesome seeing you all for another Life Crusher Live broadcast. And I will see you guys next week, same time, same place. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Well AF podcast. If you love listening to Psych Chrissy, please share and subscribe to my podcast or catch all the action on the Infinity Wellness page on Facebook at Infinity Wellness Centre.